Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two minutes to go, and a pucked up Dan Holtby watching a bad bounce out of the corner, and a shot and a save made by Braden Holtby. Oh, my! As Alex Tuck was robbed on a puck that came bouncing out of the corner, and Washington by a whisker still on top with 1:59 to go. My goodness, Braden Holtby.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome, and we open up the Hadid Carpet Clean listener lines now at 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Caps game to win their first ever win in the Stanley Cup Final. Three more. And they bring a championship to D.C., which, of course, has been starving for a championship. And then officially, I know that we all believe that there was never a D.C. curse. At least most of us believe there was never a D.C. curse. And I think we all believe that the talk of the D.C. curse should be done because they broke through, they beat the Pens, they got into the Final Four, now they got to the Stanley Cup Final. But if they win the championship, then it's officially over. And then the Boston-like run begins.
I'm blown away by some of the stories that I've seen of the lengths that Caps fans are going to. Not to go to the games in Vegas, to come to the watch parties here in D.C. I saw a story about two friends that moved, I guess, down near the South Carolina-Georgia border who said, you know what, screw it. We're driving up there. We're going to catch the Game 2 watch party. And then we're driving back to work to be at work on Friday. So that's one story. And then there's Ovi the Bulldog. I don't know if you know this story. A local guy, I guess, moved cross-country to San Diego. He said, you know what? Putting the Bulldog in the car, driving 3,000 miles across country. He can't even get into Capital One because he's got Ovi the Bulldog out in front greeting all the Caps fans because you can't just bring a dog in there unless it's like a service dog.
So he just hangs out outside the arena?
Drove cross-country. With Ovi the Bulldog hanging out outside, going to Kettler to watch the practices because I guess to let the dog in there. Mm-hmm. I'm blown away by what Caps fans are doing to support the team during its run. It's pretty amazing.
I just feel like the entire city is now kind of getting behind it, even just non-hockey fans.
Right.
You know, just casual sports fans that don't even pay attention to Caps.
You see it in the TV ratings.
You see it in the ratings, and I see it with the people that are calling this show.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, I have a neighbor who is into mixed martial arts. He'll come over and we'll watch UFC fights, into boxing. He told me he watched the Caps game. And then he said it was the first sporting event, like non-boxing or MMA, he had watched in a year.
That's weird to me.
Because you jump on the bandwagon. But, that's the way it is.
That's bandwagon town. Everybody likes a winner.
Yes.
And right now, the biggest winner in town.
Yep. Because just a month ago, people were like, I've been there a million times in the second round of the playoffs.
Dude,
and
people
that was
are
the
clamoring.
Caps. They broke through.
They're clamoring to go for road games.
Yeah.
Clamoring. I mean, my daughter, she was like practically crying when I said I have to think about it. If I want her to go to the, to game.
To the free event.
It's downtown, bunch of girls. They're, 15. Right. I got to think about this.
The free event, which will cost you like $100 because of the concession.
Sure. I'm not worried about the cost,
parking.
But it's also a big pain in the ass.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not worried about the cost, then you should hook your daughters and take them to game 4.
Well, they don't want me to go. Oh, to the cost? That's different because that's like.
Now it's different.
No, well, that's different because now you're talking about $1,000.
Okay. Well, you're always the guy who says. How many times he said you can't die with it?
Right.
True.
It's called. I'm not saying
hook
it's
your
called
family.
Being hypocritical.
Once in a lifetime.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it, but that's different than taking them to a road game that they're showing on the big screen for free. That's different.
Of course, it's different.
Well,
yeah.
Another level of cost is I have a buddy who's going to Vegas with his wife.
Yeah.
Going to Vegas? What does that ticket
my
cost?
My point is,
he's going to game 5, or he went to one of the previous games.
You know what? It was either went to game two
okay,
or was going to game five.
My point is you may never see in your lifetime a team that you root for in the championship ever again. I mean, the Nats may get to World Series.
Or you might see one in October.
You may, but you can't guarantee
it. Or you might not.
You can't guarantee it.
Yeah.
But you know that you can see a Stanley Cup final game at home if you bring your daughters.
That is true. You know, we were talking about a lot of the big things that led to the win yesterday. Obviously, the 5-on-3 penalty kill was humongous, and Holtby's save was humongous, and Lars Eller was great. Ovi was hitting people left and right. He had a block shot. Even though he's been kind of quiet offensively, and I know he scored on the power play, but besides that, he didn't do too much offensively. He is doing little things on defense.
He's doing
now. Everything.
Yeah, he got hit in the skate with a puck, and then he cleared it out of the zone.
Yeah,
because he's desperate.
He's
to win
doing
the
little
Cup.
Things. Yeah, I mean, like getting the puck, clearing the puck, and dumping
blocking
it, and blocking shots,
and
he's still doing. He had a really good game.
Slick passes.
Yep, he had a really good game.
One goal, five hits, and the block shot.
That's a nice line.
I'm praying that we get good news on Cousy's hand.
I don't think we're gonna. I think we just got to
write
that off.
That's why I said I'm praying.
The way he came off immediately holding it.
Maybe it was a sprain. I mean, I'm just praying.
That thing looked like it broke.
Here's what Coach Trott said, though, about not having Cousy and how they've kind of gotten used to it.
I think this group has learned so much. As I said, they've gotten so resilient. I mean, I don't think there's too many of these people out here or in the hockey world thought when we lost Backstrom, even in the Pittsburgh series, that you were going to see the Washington Capitals get past that round. And then, you know, we've had to do that, in a couple rounds. We've had to do it without Tom Wilson for a few games. We had to do it without Burkowski at the start of the playoffs. Holtz wasn't even in the net at the start of the playoffs. This group has had everything thrown at them, and they just say, you know what, we're just going to push on. We're getting close. We have a vision of what we want to do, and they really just want to continue to keep playing.
I'm just chuckling in my Twitter. Our program director, Chris Kindert, at Chris Kindert on Twitter, he just tweeted 5 minutes ago, just got a complaint email that 106.7 The Fan is talking too much Caps. What? Who's complaining about talking too much Caps when they're 3 wins away from their first Stanley Cup
he's a loser.
Title of all
You mean
time.
We're not doing EP today?
What?
I don't know what happening? They. What would you possibly rather we talk
he
about?
He wants to talk about Max Scherzer going 9-1, probably.
Does that person want to talk about, like, Redskins OTAs?
Maybe. Who knows?
I think there was a voluntary workout yesterday that most people attended.
Juan Soto's the real deal.
Okay, that's fine.
Sitting you know 390 there's as of yesterday. I don't know what he did last
night. There's 500 more regular season games
I
left.
Get it.
500.
You
know,
I get it.
You know
there's plenty of them.
You know who the real deal
is. It is Tiger Week.
Max Scherzer.
Yes. Yeah.
Max Scherzer's
Max is legit.
Two hits.
12 strikeouts. Do you have the Doc Emmert call and the whole
thing? There's your rest of the sports
that's what
talk
I want to hear.
Right there. That was it. We absolutely.
We got Johnny
it.
Knoxville later in the show.
That's true.
I'm guessing we're not talking that much Caps with Johnny Knoxville.
Probably not.
Although he's probably a Golden Knights fan. I bet.
Does he live
guys.
In Vegas? He
no,
lives in
he's
Cali.
Just out on the West Coast. He's probably adopted him.
Might be or, like an LA Kings
or
fan.
Or he doesn't care at all.
Probably doesn't care. He just wants you to go see he wants you to go see Action Point.
Right. But I think he was like an athlete. I think he played baseball in high school. Yeah. So he's probably a sports fan. All right, what do you got?
To go, Fleury at the edge of the crease, and now the hash marks is still back in. And Santa Claus, oh, it was Tuck with a wide open net.
Oh, man. Can you, hold on.
NBC, I know you were desperate.
NBC
I know you were desperate for that to go in. I know you were, but it didn't.
Hey, listen.
Okay?
Doc Emmerich is so good. Play that again. I get so... The hairs are standing up on my arm.
He's
play
almost
that again.
As good as Joe B.
By the way, listen to how loud Nearly. It is, because I mentioned this earlier in the show. So for the last 5 minutes, I was fighting off falling asleep. I'm laying on the couch by myself, and I'm watching the game.
I don't know
and
how
I'm
just, you could.
I'm praying for the just to get to zeros so that the Caps win the game.
Wow.
And I might have fallen asleep for a split second, and the noise just woke me up, and I was so excited to see the
room. I'm going to turn that up. I'm going to turn that up in my cans. I freaking love that call. Play that again right now.
To go, Fleury at the edge of the crease, and now the hash marks is still back in. And Santa Claus, oh, and a dead go! It was Tuck with a wide open net!
Well, as I said,
every Vegas fan thought that was a goal. Well, that's why it was so loud.
I think every Caps fan thought that was a goal.
This Caps fan thought it was a goal.
In my house, we all screamed no.
I was ready.
And not because we thought they were going to score. Yeah. We thought they did score.
Yeah.
I was ready for a terrifying overtime. I was fully ready for it.
You know why? You're right. It was so. At first glance, you're like, oh, that's a goal. But I didn't see any of the Vegas players raise their hands.
Yeah.
And that told me. He's like, all right.
So you knew right away. I didn't. I thought they scored, and I was just trying to figure out a way to stay optimistic.
I always look at the players' reactions. That's what I look at.
I was doing this. Here's the thing. I was bracing for impact.
80% of the times goals are scored, I don't know how it happened. It happened so quick, they have to slow it down. I go, oh, that was deflection. Oh, right. That was whatever.
Yeah, you got to see the replay. Yeah.
What happened?
So that
what
one, happened? I just thought it was a goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a perfect setup.
Who's saying that?
That's Catilda.
That's Tiger's mom.
What happened?
It's Tiger Week.
What happened?
It's Tiger Week. Yes, that's true.
All right, let's bail out these calls. A lot of people want to chime in. I guess there are a couple people that want to talk about something else. I don't know what it possibly could be.
Are people insane?
Let's go to John.
Well, I will just say as a footnote, because I am an NBA fan, game one tonight, although it's the fourth year and nobody's
that's
really
going to be a big snoozer.
You have fun staying up till midnight. I'm actually going to get a good night's sleep tonight.
Van Gundy predicted a sweep, right? He predicted a sweep.
Yeah.
Let's get it
and
in.
And I saw some others are predicting a sweep, but LeBron could have 50 every game. He could have 50 every game and still get swept.
The Golden State Warriors are minus 1,000 on the money line to win the series. Minus 1,000. I haven't seen a number like that big ever.
I was watching a few minutes of a breakdown. I think it was like The Jump with Byron Scott, who of course played for the Lakers and coached many years. And they
were saying like a terrible show.
Well, they were just saying, can Cleveland even play Kyle Korver? Just such a defensive liability. He's actually one of their best scorers beyond LeBron. But that who's he going to be matched up against?
No, I mean at first
Durant,
Cavs win one game, it's like they won the series. All right, let's talk some Caps.
Are you betting the series? You should be.
I probably
will
bet.
I
probably. It's tough to bet 1,000 to win $100. I mean, it's just tough to do.
What about 100 to win 10?
That's even tougher. I mean, to get $10 in your pocket, I don't even know if it's not. That value is not worth it.
If you walked down the hallway, would you pick up $10 if it was on the floor?
Of course.
I would.
Let me do one.
We could do like 4 or 5 minutes of calls. Just either do one or.
I got to do one. All Let's right. go to John in Fairfax. John, what's up?
Hey guys, good morning.
What a
great win last night. So I wanted to talk to you know, I'm a lifelong hockey fan, okay? So I appreciate the game outside of being a longtime Caps fan. Hockey's just the best, especially playoff hockey. That opening last night and then the game before. I don't know what the NHL is doing or especially what Vegas is doing. They're turning it into a mockery. I know I sound like a hockey homer, but this is the NHL Stanley Cup, okay? This is the finals. The whole, like, Lord of the Rings thing, the shooting of the arrows, it was 25 minutes long. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what it is. I mean, I don't see how the NHL is helping themselves.
It's Vegas.
Yeah. But it's hockey.
Right.
Okay, like, I get it. It's Vegas, right? Vegas does everything in the show aspect.
John, are you a Caps fan?
But it's a hockey game. Like,
are you a Caps fan?
Of course.
Do you like Unleash the Fury?
I do, but that's okay, not even
well,
on the same
that,
level.
My point is,
I get it, but of course it's that on steroids, but he's saying it's hockey, but yet you're okay when the Capitals do things that are not
hockey.
Yeah,
but it's over
the
top.
The
20 minutes is just ridiculous.
It is.
It's the way they hype their crowd.
But
it's
I will
Vegas.
Say this. I think NBC does an unbelievable job with the cameras. Like in the tunnels, you can see the players getting all pumped up, getting ready to come out. And then with the camera in the one tunnel where the mirrors are, and they come out, and you can see the energy. And they do a really good job of pregame, I think.
I've skipped it all. It's medieval. Maybe if it was something else.
Well, see, once you get to that point,
but that's not NBC's deal.
Once you get to that point, you watch NBC, but you should be watching NBC Sports Washington before and after the game because
they're doing an amazing job.
And they are loving it.
Oh, because the
they
ratings
have anything else.
Look up the ratings. Oh, they're up there. Right. Keep looking up.
Let's go to Bill LaPlata. Bill, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Junkies.
What's up, buddy? Man?
What it sounds like after staring in the ceiling at 3:30 in the morning still.
Hmm.
Huh? What a game. I'll tell you what, the one thing about the Caps, if you look, they did it the four games they won against Tampa, the coaching staff, they're getting out of the zone cleanly, and that's really helping them. You look at last night's game, they got out cleanly, the last two games against Tampa, and that's all coaching. The first game, I think what happened is the Vegas, they were coming in, and they were forechecking, and we were a little sloppy getting it out. Mm-hmm. They make adjustments, and boom, we're right down the ice.
Pretty good. I mean, I still thought there were a few, but it's just the nature of hockey that we didn't quite clear as well. And, you know, immediately you're on your heels. But clearly it was better than game one.
They've also had a lot of odd man rushes. They had a lot of opportunities where they could have scored more goals.
They had a 4-on-1 at one point last night. And didn't score.
Yeah,
but
didn't cash in. And by the way, the other power play that they didn't score on
was the worst power play ever. I've never seen a worse power play.
It was so terrible.
Didn't that lead to the Orlov penalty, which could have been a penalty shot? They were talking about that on the broadcast. Yeah, the hooking.
But the power
could have turned into that.
That the Caps did not cash in on
was the worst I've ever seen.
I want to unsee that forever.
It was bad.
Because it was gross.
Yeah, it was brutal. Let's go to, they owned us on that. Let's go to Scott in D.C. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Scott.
I just want to chime in because I called a couple months ago with no hope on the radar for these Washington teams. And the Caps have changed it. And I wanted to come clean and say I still didn't believe when we went down 2-0 in the first series, and then we lost 3 in a row against the Lightning. I still thought we had no chance. And even though I'm not 100% confident still, they've still gotten further than I expected. And Lurch, I got to give you some props. The do theory is true. We were there, baby.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
That's not a Lurch thing.
Come on. That's you. Someone brings up a good point on the zip line. The NHL can't do a halftime show. So, and Vegas, by the way, has been doing this elaborate, crazy show all season long. We just haven't seen it.
Sure.
I mean, they did it for a lot of the playoff games. But,
nerds!
So this is like essentially their playoff.
Yeah.
Their halftime show, which the NFL has, which the NBA has. So, I mean, just deal with it.
They can do whatever they want. I'm just not going to watch it. I think we should come out. I wish we could come out like Tyson, like just in a towel. And then, like the bare minimum, and then just go out and win.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. Same number for that zip line if you want to text Lurch on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, thank God for the Caps being the Stanley Cup final because... Let's say they lost to Pittsburgh, as they had in years past in the second round. We would be hearing a lot about Tiger Woods today.
Oh, so much Tiger Woods talk.
Well, you might tomorrow if he goes out there and shoots 68.
I saw a picture of Peyton Manning watching him. Was that at the Pro-Am?
The Pro-Am together.
Played Pro-Am. God, he has a terrible body, that Peyton Manning. You see the picture of him walking? He's got a long torso.
Got a long neck. Long torso.
Long torso and just kind of a gangly. Listen, you know, as a guy that doesn't walk well, he's got one.
You know what else is long? His cash.
Yeah, his money is long like train smoke.
Probably got a long dong, too.
Probably.
Probably annoying.
All those Mannings got long cash.
He sold all his Papa John's, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he got out. He divested. Set him out on that.
Was that after the Papa John's guy went kind of wacky?
I'm telling you, I think it was the day
went
before.
Rogue. It was the day before.
He had some inside information.
From Papa John Schnatter. That's a terrible last name, by the way. But I would have Schnatter as my last name if I had $1 billion in the bank.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding?
Just think about how sort of giddy we are. At 4 hours of sleep. We've only won one game of the NHL Finals. Imagine if this continues and they keep racking up wins, and God forbid they win this thing.
Not hard to imagine. It's right there. Three more wins.
Well, three away.
Again, if it does
they're
happen.
They're huge. big victories. It's going to be a while.
I feel like if they win both games 3 and 4, they're going to win, but I don't think they're going to win both 3.
I think they're going to split at home.
Yeah, I think so too.
If it happens, and I'm praying they get a stranglehold in the series by winning both at home, I'm going to spend about $2,000 on Caps merchandise.
I know, you've been saying that.
I'm just going to spend so much. I'm going to buy hoodies. I'm going to buy a jersey. I'm going to buy a jersey. I'm going to buy T-shirts. I'm going to buy long sleeve T-shirts. Penance.
Well,
just
don't hold you to it. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I know. No. I'm saying if. I'm not saying when. I'm still in if mode.
My brother texted me during the game.
Let's win game 3 first.
Yes.
My brother Matt. I have two brothers, but my brother Matt is my youngest brother. And he does this a lot. And he goes, I need tickets. I need tickets to the game.
All right. Why can't he be a bigger grasp?
And he's like, no, so here's what he said. I need Caps tickets. Not looking for a hookup, just how can I get them?
Oh, I can get them Caps tickets.
And I said,
my buddy's selling them for $1,800.
Right. By the way, when someone says that, not looking for a hookup, just how can I? Of course you're looking for a hookup.
Of course you're looking for a hookup.
Because you know how many, there's a million ways to get them.
Right,
and he knows we get a lot of things, right?
He thinks you're Google.
So I said, no idea. I said, you'd have to pay probably $1,000 a ticket. And I go, honestly, and he goes, get the F out of here. He gets mad at me. You could get free ticks if you want. I'm not asking for free ticks.
I'll tell you this.
But he wants the free ticks.
I've already angled for tickets.
Yeah.
Via that route. They're none available.
Yeah.
Trust us, they're not available.
No, I couldn't. I said, I have a press pass. My girls wanted to go to the game.
By the way, with your picture.
Yeah. My girls wanted to go to the game. And my only option is to buy them tickets at $1,000 a piece. And you say your friend's selling for $1,800. Maybe $1,000 is low. That might not even get it done.
I emailed the Ticketmaster.
You might get a nosebleed.
I emailed the Ticketmaster not Ticketmaster the company, the Ticketmaster here at 106.7 The Fan. And I said, look, I know this is a...
Jeff?
Jeff. Yes. I said, this is a needle in a haystack. I get it. But I have to shoot my shot. I grasp at 2 tickets.
Right, and you got Dikembe.
But I said, I know they're all gone, but at least I have to ask. I saw him in the break room yesterday, and he just looked at me. He just shook his head. He just said, none available.
Now, if he had a company that was advertising $100,000 per year, he'd probably have some tickets.
Right. If you were a Crop Metcalf,
right.
Yeah, you might get some
tickets. Not going to get it. So you tell him to zip it. He's not getting free tickets.
Right.
No, he's lying when he says he doesn't want free tickets. He just wants tickets.
And tell him no natitude from him when you say, I can't pull it.
Why does he not believe me?
You should flip the script and ask him for tickets. Hey, Matt, want to know, can I get tickets from you? Use your Dematha band connections.
Tickets for what?
I know. I'm just saying.
He doesn't have any connections.
Of course he doesn't. But my fall concert? Flip the script.
Yeah.
We have connections, and there are no connections for tickets.
Yes,
there just aren't.
Hey, Matt, I know you know a lot of people. Do you have any tickets for the Caps game?
I've had a bunch of people ask me to. I just don't even respond.
Well, I mean, it's just like, what does he think? I don't even understand what he thinks.
He thinks you're SeatGeek. That's what he thinks. Yeah,
what does he think? You're Lars Eller?
I don't know. I'm like, dude, we can get in on a credential. And then you go there, and it's the worst place ever. You don't even want to do it. The only way I would do it would be to get in on the credential, and then I could probably get into a suite.
Right.
But you got to get into the venue.
Sure.
And that's what I would do. If I bought tickets with my kids, I would then lean on somebody that has access to a suite and try to get my kids into a suite. But that's even
Would you like my media credential and you can tape your daughter's photo to the
I don't think it's going to work.
Hopefully you can sneak your way in.
I don't think it's going to work.
Probably not.
I'd be embarrassed, too, to show up with my dumb media credential that I didn't use all year.
Yeah, they'll think the Crypt Keeper is writing a story on the game.
But listen, you want to talk about the hottest ticket in town. It is by far, in my lifetime, is the hottest ticket.
We got to talk to a scalper.
I just looked.
It's the hottest ticket.
On SeatGeek.com. Now,
you can
list it from lowest price. Yeah. I think I have it right now filtered by best value.
Right.
$2,600.
What's the lowest? Could you get one for $1,000?
Hold on. I got to change the filter.
Can you get the worst seat in the house for $1,000?
Probably.
And have somebody,
but it's not much cheaper.
$1,100, right.
So that's for about, section 427.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that's without the service fees, too.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's behind
section 427, row ZZZZ.
Behind a big fat pole, too. You get obstructed view.
It just has, it gives you kind of that picture.
Yeah. And it's so far away.
Your head is bumping on the top of Capital One Arena.
It's so far away from the
I mean, they're literally, they're the hottest ticket that I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just tell them to go,
the only
go away.
Ticket
just
maybe higher, Hamilton. Hamilton. Look at those ticket prices. I mean, those are dumb ticket prices. But yeah, it's right, the Caps.
I mean, if you could get
Golden
free
Knights
tickets,
right there.
Which you if can, you but want if you could a, get free tickets, you're not taking Matt, you're taking your daughters.
If you want a center ice ticket.
Or you're taking me.
He claimed, and I believe him, he bowl. Wanted to pay, but he was saying, I'll pay face value, whatever. But he didn't understand.
Right.
There's,
no face value tickets
floating yeah. around. He just doesn't get it.
You know what he should do? Go down to Cap 1
right.
and wait until about middle of the first period.
Right.
And then maybe he gets face value at that point. Probably still does.
Has he ever heard of a secondary market?
Yeah. Because that's where you're getting your tickets. Is going to be full. The only thing you'll get is a fake ticket.
That's the only grasp he's got.
Center ice, lower bowl, 34-31.
You're not doing that.
And that's without the fees.
The move that you do is you get the cheapest ticket you possibly can, and then everyone knows somebody that has access to a suite, and then you just lean on that person to get you in. Everybody knows somebody.
Right, but then it's annoying because then that person has to come down with their suite ticket.
Oh, yeah, it's annoying.
You have to pull some shenanigans to get up
definitely.
To the suite.
Yeah, definitely. 100%
annoying.
I don't
know that everybody knows people with suite
tickets.
Well,
you know
tickets.
A boss or somebody at work. It doesn't have to be some. Well, okay.
I think that's a jaded point of view.
Okay. Okay.
I would say the Maybe vast majority don't know people in suites.
There's 10,000 suites. I mean, everybody. There's a lot of suites.
Still
hey,
hard.
But if you can't
but
get
it's a pain
in,
to the butt.
EB, if you can't get into game three, we're doing a watch party at the Brig starting at 7 p.m.
No, I know.
In Southeast. Come join us.
That's going to be gross because I'm going to be doing so much drinking. There's like 4 hours to kill.
Have fun.
That's why that's an Uber
You're
night.
You're Ubering it.
I already told my that's an Uber night.
Big time Uber
be.
Night.
Yeah.
I mean, if you drive there, I mean, Cakes will do it. I don't know how. If
Cakes
you drive,
will do it. He'll have 2.5 beers in 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know how he'll nurse.
Because I have some discipline.
Beers.
I have to wake up early the next day.
No, we don't.
I have
he
to.
Does.
You
oh,
don't.
You got something dumb to do.
I have to be in Urbana at 7 a.m.
Of a lacrosse thing.
Yeah, right. 7 a.m.
All right, let's go. Let me see.
That hurts. It hurts my soul.
Let's go to Steven in Frederick. Steven, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Steve?
I was thinking that, honestly, Ovechkin, he's been doing what he's been expected to do. I feel it's like a bust, honestly. Ovechkin was expected to do a lot this series, and he's kind of started to get hot and done what he's expected to do. He got a goal last night. He drove the Caps what he's had to do, and I honestly think it's impressive. I mean, he's hitting a bunch of people out there, and I think that just hyped the guys up to do even more. I mean, look at all the hits that he did. I mean, it's honestly insane, but
we talked about it before. He had 5 hits, 1 block shot to go along with the power play goal.
He had the power play goal. He did the little things last night. He played much better last night than he did game one.
Lars Eller's hitting too.
He's going to make it do what it do.
Ovechkin.
Lars had 6 hits last night.
Well, they had 48 or 49 as a team.
Yeah. The only thing to worry about Lars Eller, he did play great yesterday, and you mentioned this earlier in the showcase. So let's say Kuzi's out, and Eller did a great job filling in for Backstrom for a couple games. And then he had a couple of terrible games where, like, go back to that third line.
Well, because he had 5 penalties.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as he stays away from the penalty spree, the penalty palooza, I think he's going to be fine.
Now, have they moved him to line two and Backstrom's back with Ovi?
I don't know all the shifting.
Or will they let Eller go into line one?
Well, that's
one?
What they did yesterday, right?
No
Didn't
idea.
They move?
I saw Backy with Ovi at times.
I thought they moved Backy with Ovi.
Yeah. That's what I saw.
That's what I think they did. All right, they're calling my brother.
Someone's texting in. EB is tripping, thinking we know people in suites.
Well, I mean, there's how many suites are there? I'll be honest. How many
let's just say there's
in the middle
20, 25.
I would say, 20, yeah, about 30.
Let's say there's 30.
And there's how many seats?
10, maybe 10 to 15.
There's like a dozen in each.
Let's just say there's 400 seats in the suites.
There's more than that, is it? There?
I thought I was ballpark number. Are there more seats in the suites or Caps fans?
Do you know how many seats are in the suites? About 12. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying there are enough seats for you. 50. They just have to pull an okey-doke to get you in.
I know, but it's...
If you don't know one in 500 people in the game in one of those seats, I'm sorry. Then you don't know anybody.
You don't.
Yeah, you're not plugged in. You know,
I'm sorry.
Don't.
I guess I am an
you're
elitist.
Jaded.
I guess I am. If you don't know one person,
most
that can
people
open
are like
a door
this
for
guy
you.
From the 618 saying EB's tripping, thinking we know people in suites. All right. I mean, that's just classic.
All right, my brother called in. He's pissed. I don't know. He wants to explain himself. Go ahead.
I got to defend myself. You're just whoring me right now.
No, I mean, I read exactly what you texted me.
Hey, Matt, well, I mean, want look, tickets to the Super Bowl. Do you have them?
Hey, look, I could probably get you games to an NBA championship or something. That's all I do is teach NBA athletes. But I got no hookup with the NHL.
Well, neither do I. How do I have a hookup?
Hey, wait a second. Hey, Matt, before you go with that claim, was Victor Oladipo in your band?
I wish he was, man.
No plans.
He just said all he teaches are NBA athletes. So how about Jerrion Grant? Was he in the band?
I'm guessing Markel Fultz wasn't playing a flute.
Was
okay?
Markel right. Fultz in Wind Ensemble?
Right, you're wasting time.
Go ahead,
we're literally wasting time.
He said it.
Go ahead.
Look, obviously I'm kidding. But I don't understand. You've been on the radio for 22 years. People ask me about you all the time.
Right.
I don't get it. You're like some celebrity.
Right.
And you get no perks from it. If I was on the air for 22 years,
but you're talking about the hottest ticket.
He can take it to Cava.
Yeah. You want to go to Augusta? Yeah.
Or Augusta?
You can play golf at Potomac Shores, but you can't play at Augusta.
How many times? I get no perks. How many times have you played free golf because of me?
Hey, man, that's been many years now.
All right, exactly. 22 years.
Cauliflower crust.
You guys played free golf for 22 years. He's complaining.
He's an ingrate.
Listen.
Do you understand these are the toughest tickets to get other than the Redskins being in the Super Bowl?
In my lifetime, locally, I think this is the hottest ticket that I can think of.
Has to be.
Right. I'm not asking for free tickets.
I know you're not asking for free. Matt,
but
I told you.
What do you
to
want
to pay for them, it's $1,000 minimum.
You're not going to get face value like $65 tickets.
I don't want to pay $55. I'll pay a few hundred bucks.
You're not even going to get that.
A few hundred.
You can get. Well, here,
Matt,
here you go.
My buddy's selling them for $1,800
a piece. You ever heard of a marketplace?
You could get them probably for $700 to $800.
Yeah, well, I might have to do that. I don't know. School teacher salary is kind of tough.
Exactly. So you're not going to get them. You're not going to buy them.
Here's something.
Just come to the Brig with cakes and
Have you ever heard of supply and demand?
I'll buy your Uber.
All right, he'll buy you drinks in your Uber. There you go.
Did your brother tell me he locked me out of my house yesterday?
No. That's so ridiculous. I had to drop off something at his house. He gave me the code to get in. So what do? As I leave the house, I drop something off at his house. I hit the code to lock it. And then I did the thing I guess you're not supposed to do. I locked the bottom lock, too, which apparently they don't have a key to. Who puts a doorknob that doesn't carry the key? I never heard of such a thing.
I've lived in the house for 9 years, never used that doorknob in my life. Luckily, we had a key on our keychain. It was a show, though.
For 2 hours, they tell me they don't have that key.
The same guy who thinks you have Stanley Cup tickets just falling out of your pocket.
You think I poop Stanley Cup tickets?
Hey, you're unbelievable.
He'll take you to Cava, though.
No, actually, I'm fresh out of Cava's. I'd like a fistful that Drab doesn't steal.
By the way, Matt.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, a DeMath guy, just texted me. Said his buddy just sold his 4 tickets on the ice, on the glass, for $27,000.
Oh, that's silly.
What?
That's insane.
Right. Dude, it's the hottest ticket.
That's how expensive
it's
these tickets
are. It's the
hottest
ticket of your lifetime.
But he'll pay a few hundred bucks.
And you'll pay a couple hundred
for it. Buy a new TV.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
All right, all right. You imagine paying $7,000 a ticket on the ice?
That's when you just have money. Seriously.
You got dumb money.
All right, we'll come back. Take more of your calls. 800-636-1067.
All right, you're an experienced HVAC technician, plumber, or pest control technician looking to join an industry leader. Crop Metcalf is looking for the best to join their 5-star team. Crop Metcalf technicians enjoy excellent benefits, competitive wages, and a consistent year-round work schedule. Ready to jumpstart your HVAC plumbing or pest control career? Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com and submit your resume today. Crop Metcalf. Home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Remember, you can join us at the Brig in Southeast DC for our Game 3 watch party. It starts at 7 p.m. this Saturday. Rock the red and cheer on the good guys in their pursuit of a championship. Presented by Sam Adams. Details right now at thefandc.com/events. So if you can't get into Cap One Arena for Game 3, join me and EB at the Brig.
I told Cakes during the break. I don't think I said this on the air. Maybe I did. I predict they're going to have to turn fans away for Game 5, the Jumbotron. There were 14,485 fans there, according to the Caps, last night. My daughter's talking about all her girlfriends are all texting each other. We got to go.
Everyone's building.
It's free. It's the hottest team in town. It's going to be. They're going to have to turn people away.
I don't know how many were there for game five against the Lightning, but when I was there for game one, there were around 12,500 people. And they added another 2,000 for game two.
Yeah. Well,
imagine what that arena is going to be like on Saturday night.
It's going to be madness, electric.
And for that next viewing party at Capital One, that could be the one where they win the Stanley Cup.
Potential.
I want to say this real quick.
We've been talking about
the tickets and getting to the games, but we can't undersell this. All right. Obviously, Holpe was amazing. He was a superstar last night. Ovi scored, superstar.
Brooks Orpik scored the game winner. And the last time he scored any sort of goal, the first Deadpool was atop the box office. Not Deadpool 2, the first Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds.
Incredible. But we cannot undersell what Jay Beagle did last night. All right. Not just in the faceoffs, but on the penalty kill in the 5-on-3.
He wasn't great in the faceoffs. I didn't look at the stats.
I mean, it's 45%.
Someone just texted. He won every faceoff in the last like 3 minutes, and there was a bunch of icings.
The clutch ones. Jay Beagle be clutch Beagles, like Mooney.
Beagles, Chandler Stephenson. All right, Stephenson was unbelievable on the 5-on-3, and Orpik also, and I think Niskanen was in there.
Yeah,
those guys were unbelievable on that 5-on-3. And we're not talking about him because Holpe was incredible, greatest save in hockey history. Ovi was big, Lars Eller, but those guys were just as important.
I mean, 5-on-3s, you're basically just chalking up a goal for the opponent. It's so easy for them to move the puck around. The Caps were able to fight it off.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Caps taking game two of the Stanley Cup final to even the series at 1.
All right, let's go to our guy Lee in Baltimore. Lee, what's up?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Lee?
Doing great. What a great, great game. I was a little scared about the first period, but it was. They seemed like as the game went on, they got stronger and stronger. Now, a couple of penalties really upset me. The Oshie call was ridiculous,
he deserved it. That was stupid.
That was foolish. Yeah. That was a penalty. Definitely got to call that. And you guys were talking about players who play like Tom Wilson. I'm going to name you the prototype. Remember a guy named Larry Robinson?
I do remember the name, yes. Did he play
played
for...
70s, 80s, and 90s. Played for Montreal.
Montreal, okay.
Now, he was a guy, a couple of Norris trophies, has the best plus-minus rating in NHL history. 19 years in the playoffs. And I remember back when the Broad Street Bullies, Schultz and all those guys, they would gang them old players, and Robinson would skate right into the middle of a mix, and it would break up automatically. One game in the Montreal Forum, he was out getting his skates repaired, and there was a big brawl, and Schultz grabbed a superstar Guy Lafleur, who was a small guy with a great goal scorer. Well, you hear all this screaming, and Robinson comes charging out of the dressing room, skates untied, grabs Schultz, and pounds the living you-know-what out of him. And Mike Milbury also said, anybody who fights Larry Robinson is crazy. But he wasn't that kind of a player. He intimidated by his presence. But Mike Milbury also said, one of the cleanest guys he's ever played against.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yep.
Again, I want to hear a comp to Wilson. Someone as talented as he is, but also one of the best enforcers in the game.
Well, he just gave you one.
Okay.
Was Brashear as talented?
No.
I think he was just a straight up goon.
Wilson probably scored more goals this season than I would have to guess Brashear scored in his career. I can't find the Brashear clip. I don't know where.
We'll ask
I'm so
here it is
desperate.
Right here.
What happened?
That's a good one.
We'll ask Andy Sutton.
All right. Let's, I need to find
Andy
my goal
because Andy Sutton played all the way up to 2012. So he played against all those guys.
Oh, I've got it right here.
Yeah, I'd like to have a couple of beers. I'll use the extra game with my girlfriend.
Right. Still an unbelievable answer.
Usually had a couple beers and
yeah.
Can you translate
it? Post game.
You translate, Cakes.
A couple beers. Usually after a game with my
dog. I can't.
That was a legitimate interview we had on air.
Yeah, you believe he said that?
We asked him a question. He said something about usually.
Did
a couple
we follow
beers.
Up and say, Donald, what did you just say?
I think we just laughed.
How do you follow this up?
I like to have a couple beers. Usually after a game with my dog.
You gotta be kidding me!
When they answer like that,
he was
you just end up
scary
taking over. It's kind of like when you guys had Tyson on yesterday.
Well,
Tyson was Bob Costas compared to Donald.
Yeah. I at least understand.
I know
generally
Mike Tyson
what he said.
Isn't calling it today to crow about his Vegas Golden Knights beating the Caps' asses, as he put it.
All right, let's go to Tony in Lanham. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Chunks. Thanks for taking my call, man. Yep. I want to first of all say I'm super psyched. What the Caps are doing. But let me tell you what I'm not psyched about. Hurting ass Forestville Mall. I go in there to try to get some Caps gear.
That even still
I'm
exists?
Like, hurting. Listen, I said, hey, you got any Caps gear? Little black girl looked at me like, who's that? I'm like, are you kidding? So don't go to any black malls. Please, you know, hit Springfield and Fair Oaks Mall.
Here's what you need to do. You need to go to Annapolis Mall. You need to go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Annapolis Mall, Fair Oaks Mall, right. Lake Forest Mall. Don't go to any malls.
He knows all the brother malls.
No malls that end with meals.
Don't go to Iverson Mall.
Don't go to Iverson Mall if you want to get shot. Okay. So let me just say this. All I want
to
say,
I mean, I've been to all those malls, and I would still go to them, but I didn't know that Fair Oaks.
It's obvious. It's obvious you haven't been to all those malls because you're living.
Well, no, I didn't know that Fair Oaks Mall was sort of some sort of
had no. No, he was saying go to Fair Oaks to get Caps gear.
Lake Forest is cool. You know, in all the good old suburbia. Anyway,
Montgomery Mall.
Montgomery Mall. That's Montgomery Mall is a little sketchy. I don't know.
It's Wake Forest isn't that money.
Wake Forest not so silly.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Got rid of food court.
When you go in there, when you go into the white neighborhoods, it's like malls just came out. It's just like that. It's like they brand new. They pack. When you go into people only go into Forestville Mall for snickerdoodles. That's it. So let me just say this. All I want to say is I want to see at this home game, there better be some Redskins, there better be some John Wall, some Wizards, there better be some Orioles, there better be some Nats, there better be some DC United to show solidarity. I want to see that in the stands. And that's pretty much all I want to say, John.
Dude,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Good stuff. I appreciate the call. It was funny.
Me saw Chris Baker taunting Lightning fans in the Lightning's arena during that round. I mean, he's fully in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not even playing for the Skins anymore, but he's clearly backing the Caps.
Dude,
love to see that.
The ratings speak for themselves.
Of course.
They're up tenfold.
They're just
not
growing.
More. Yeah. I mean, it's just taking over the town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which it should. I think you got to be super excited.
I would say even my mom's watching, but that would be a lie.
She's not paying any attention?
I mean, of course not.
Get her in. It's a tied series.
She's not into
it. She can ship in all
her
chips.
Is your mom watching? From Alabama?
She is watching.
Oh, look at that.
I talked to her last night during the game.
Nice.
My mother is aware. I'm not sure that she's watching every game. She's certainly aware of what's going on and what wants to know.
Yeah, and my mom asked me dog questions like while I'm talking to her about it, but it's fine. She's a little bit removed from her Caps fandom. I get it. I understand.
All right. Remember, Alan May is going to join us coming up at 8:20 as we talk about the Caps evening the series at 1 in the Stanley Cup Final.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.